then you skunk it. Then you crank it.
फ्रेंकी फर्नांडिस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सून तुमका ह्यो गोंयच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान पावयता. आज फेब्रुवारीची 14 तारीख. सुरवात करता गोंयांत इनाफ इज इनाफ ही चोरवळ जी रिटायर्ड चीफ जस्टीस ऑफ अलाहाबाद हायकोर्ट हाचो फर्दीन रिबेलो हाणे गोंयांत सुरू केला हाचे बाबतीन. ही चोरवळ सद्याक गोंयांत न्हय पूण भारतभर गाजता. सद्याक दोन मानेस्त रिटायर्ड चीफ जस्टीस सुप्रीम कोर्टाचो भूषण गवाय आनी सुप्रीम कोर्टाचो जस्टीस अभय एस ओका हाणे ह्या मुवमेंट हाका तेंको दिला आनी येता त्या दिसांनी हो आंकडो वाडपाक बी आसा. ह्या विशया वयर आमकां रिटायर्ड चीफ जस्टीस ऑफ अलाहाबाद हायकोर्ट फर्दीन रिबेलो सांगता.
बोथ ऑफ देम रेकनाइज द डेव्हलपमेंट मस्ट बी टू हेल्प हेज टू हेल्प प्रोटेक्ट द एनवायरमेंट इकोलॉजी ऑफ गोवा अँड नॉट टू डॅमेज इट. नाव टू मी दिस सपोर्ट कमिंग फ्रॉम टू एमिनेंट जजेस ऑफ द सुप्रीम कोर्ट endorses the charter that we have put before the Goan people and it validates the charter so that today everyone in the state of Goa must recognize that this charter is not merely a piece of paper but it is in reality a testament of the Goan people which charter was endorsed by the Goan people at a meeting held at Panji, Mapsa, Panji and to an extent and also in Chandor. So it has given us an impetus, a backing which we hope will help, will make all political parties realize that this is something that Goa needs and in the coming assembly I am presenting a legislative bill to encapsulate many of the demands in the charter so that the Goa assembly can pass this legislation at its meet when it assembles in the month of March and hopefully course correct the indiscriminate destruction of our ecology, of our environment, of our hills and most of all the attempt to change the demography in our villages.
Dusri khabar, gelya sumanant goyecho mukhel mantri dr pramod savant thane eke karyavalit ulitana sangle ki goyant urban naxalites goykarang चोरवळ करपाक चाडून घालता म्हण. तर ह्या विशया वयर आमी आमचो इश्ट एडवोकेट राधाराव ग्राशस हाचे लागी विचारले ताची राय.
इट इज गुड दॅट द चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ गोवा हॅज आयडेंटिफाईड द प्रॉब्लेम नेमली दॅट अर्बन नक्षलाइट्स आर क्रिएटिंग एन इश्यूज इन गोवा. ही सीम्स टू फील दॅट क्रिटिसिझम ऑफ द चीफ मिनिस्टर इज अनवॉरंटेड. इन अ डेमोक्रेटिक सेटअप It is the right of those who have elected the Chief Minister and his party to criticize them and point out to them what is wrong. It is not our duty to find solutions. The Chief Minister has been appointed, elected and sat in his place to find solutions. If he cannot find the solutions, he has to resign. How can we find solutions when he is the one who has to find solutions and execute them? It's rather strange to see for a chief minister to say that we don't come up with solution. It is not for us. And he cannot forget that the BJP came to power by heavily criticizing the predecessors. They were on the streets all the time. Manohar Parikar was on the streets all the time criticizing the government. So it is normal for a party, for opposition to criticize. Now what is interesting is that he has found that there are Naxalites. He has refused to identify them. And we also know there are Naxalites here, urban Naxalites, and they all come from India's top urban center, New Delhi. Everybody comes here. They are buying land. And these are the urban Naxalites we know of. And fortunately for us now, Justice Ferdinand Bello, Chief Justice retired of the Allahabad High Court, has seen through what is happening. He has himself found these Delhi-based Naxalites are coming down, urban Naxalites. And he has started a movement, enough is enough. So obviously a chief man of the stature of Justice Rebello would not come out in the open unless there was a big issue. And he cannot be a Naxalite by any definition. So apart from him, there are many others who are fighting on the same issue. There is Claude Agouris, who has been fighting legal battles for years together. There is Rajendra Kelkar. There is Dilip Prabhudesai. These are people who are fighting out issues or to protect our lands. And the Chief Minister, where are the urban Naxalites? These people are honest bones standing up and fighting. So who are the urban Naxalites he's talking of?
Ek mahatvachi khabar, shevtak goy sarkaran Chimbel gavat yeuche asle te Unity Mall आणि प्रशासन स्तंभ हे दोन्ही प्रोजेक्ट दुसरे सुवातेर शिफ्ट करतले म्हूण घोषणा केली. हाच्या उपरांत हे दोन्ही प्रोजेक्ट हाचो विरोध करतले चिंबेल गांवच्या लोकांनी आपलो 40 आणि 4 दिसांचो प्रोटेस्ट बंद केलो. गांवचो बायोडायव्हर्सिटी हाचो चेअरमॅन गोविंद शिरोडकर हाणें गांवच्या लोकांक सांगता की ह्या प्रोजेक्टाचो विरोध सुरू केल्लो तो आमकां सांगता.
आझाद मैदानाचेर येयले आणि आझाद मैदानाचेर एक येऊन आम्ही एक स्ट्रॉंग प्रेस कॉन्फरन्स घेतले आणि आम्ही आमचे जो सीएम जो असलो त्याका एक प्रकारची चॅलेंज दिली की जर तर तुम्ही जर आमकां आयच्या आयज हे जे दोनूय जे प्रोजेक्ट जे आसा ते तोया वयल्यान भायर काढले म्हणून लेटरान दिना जाल्यार हेचे कॉन्सिक्वेन्सीस आसा ते वायट जातले म्हणून. त्या बरोबर त्यांची कितें मिटींग जाली सीएमाची आणि काल तिनांक सुमार म्हाका तिणे फोन केलो काफोन वेलो आणि सांगले तुका कशें जाय ते सांग कशें लेटर जाय ते. सो आम्ही सांगले तेका आमकां अशें अशें जाय. थंयसर ते कितें तेंच्यांनी हे मस्तेपणा स्टे आसतना सांगून जर तर जर हे जर केल्लें आसा थंय जे कितें नुकसान केल्लें आसा ते सगळें आसा आमकां रिस्टोर केल्लें जाय अशें आमी तेंका सांगले. सो दे आर म्हणजे रेडी आणि त्यांच्यानी आमकां तशें आमी रिस्टोर करता आणि दोनूय वेगवेगळी सेपरेट सेपरेट दोनूय प्रकल्पाचे जे आसा प्रोजेक्ट जे आसा आमी हांगासून काडटा म्हणून त्यांच्यानी लेटर आमकां काल दिल्ले आसा.
आणि आतां आज फेब्रुवारीच्या 14 तारखेक गोंयांत कार्निवाल सुरू जाता. पयल्या दिसाक पोरवोरी हांगा जाल्या दुसऱ्या दिसाक पणजे ताच्या उपरांत मडगांवां वास्को म्हापसा आणि मोर्जी हांगा कार्निवाल हाचे फ्लोट लोकांक पळोवपाक मेळतले. ह्या वर्षाचो किंग मोमो जावन आसा पत्रकार भाव सेड्रिक दाकोस्ता तो आमच्या लागीं उलयलो.
आय लुक फॉरवर्ड टुवर्ड्स हॅव्हिंग अ व्हेरी ग्रँड व्हायब्रंट अँड डिफरंट कार्निवल दिस इयर. द फ्लोट पॅरेड्स विल बी डिफरंट बिकॉज वी हॅव व्हेरियस कॅटेगरीज. वी हॅव सिलेक्शन्स फॉर द फ्लोट्स अँड इट विल बी द बार विल बी रेज दिस इयर. Ever since I've been elected, I've also embarked on a journey of an outreach program where I have met various people from the streets, our traditional occupationists, Kheltiyathris, and everybody, musicians. I've also coined a slogan, keeping in mind the carnival celebration. It is called, Amche Goin, Amcho Lok, Amcho Carnival, Viva Goa, Viva Carnival. And I've also asked musicians to coin a good anthem for the coming carnival session. Many of them are in touch with me and something different will be coming up for before the floats that I can assure. My humble request to all the people, because this is the carnival of your land, this is the carnival of Goa, to be as vibrant, as colorful and as loud as possible. Come for the floats, participate, wear colorful attire and let's keep the name of Goa high, especially among the tourists who will be coming to visit Goa for carnival. And let's have a grand celebration of the people. This carnival is of the people. This King Momo is of the people of Goa. And we have the pulse of the land in our hearts. And carnival is the heartbeat of Goa.
Tar sagle goykarang sadyak carnival hacho moja marta tanka viva carnival. Tar hyo jan atlem chestu sega dampar goycho khobro Melbourne Australia san meliya dusre so manat temeren moga sundi.
जसो फुलाचो फळ फुलता तसरी बाबा आमचो मोग चोरता. जो कोणी चेडो चेडवाक बोलता मागीर तो मोगाच्या झाडार होता. करून कसा तारा बुम 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 तारा रारा बुम 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 कितें रे तो मोग तारा बुम 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 तारा रारा बुम 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 करून कसा तारा बुम
मोगान पोटूच पयले बरे दिसता दोळोस ते तो काजर निगो नासता मागीर बाबा दुस्मन येवन घुसता मोकोर कितले बाबडे बसता खरेंच तो मोगतार बोम 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 दारा रारा बोम 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 म्हाका सायबा करिना काय बोम 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 दारा रारा बोम 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 खरेंच तो मोगतार बोम बोम
हे स्वागत करता हांव रिची तुमकां आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्रामार 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयता. आज फेब्रुवारीची 14 तारीक व्हॅलेंटाईन डे म्हण सगळ्यांनी सेलिब्रेशन असा आणि आमच्या चार जणां मध्ये एकच व्हॅलेंटाईन असा. शैला बाय हेक्टर बॅप्टिस्ट आज फुल हाऊस असतात. वेलकम वेलकम गाईस बॅक टू द स्टुडिओ आफ्टर अ गुड वेकेशन और अ ब्रेक ऑफ ऑलमोस्ट टू मंथ्स. दोन महिने दोन की 45 डेज
प्रॉब्लेम मंथ्स
टू मंथ्स का नाही गेले शैला दोन महिने
म्हणजे भुरग्यांक खावेले आणि क्रिसमसचे फेस्त झाले आणि काम आणि इलेशे शिकप.
काय शिकताय आता शिकचो टाइम झालो आता आता मजे मरचो टाइम
दॅट इज फॉर यू आमका तरणाटी आम्ही शिकता.
ओ
दॅट्स व्हेरी गुड
तितले म्हातारे नाही हा आम्ही आम्ही तितले म्हातारे नाही
तितले नाही बरोबर
तितले नाही.
एक्टर तुझी गली गोबार
या गुड क्रिसमस न्यू इयर द वेंट टू इंडिया for 1 month. It's totally overwhelmed with everything in Mumbai.
Actually did all except for Baptist, all of us
no,
made a trip.
Everybody
last,
yes
few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah
I go there when there is no crowd from New Zealand.
Yeah, we were actually told by someone, why do all you guys come here in December and add to
because,
the population problem?
Because in their language, it's the pleasant time of the year at 33 degrees. So pleasant.
No, I was there. Temperature was pretty good. Yeah,
we came back before nice. December. It was just not pleasant.
December, January, I think it is much pleasant.
Yeah, it's very pleasant. It
but
was quite
you
pleasant.
You were in Mangalore for a lot of the time.
Yeah, I was there for about 13 days or so in Mangalore. Really, again, you know, all those weddings and rows and, you know.
But having said that, Mangalore is always more hotter than Bombay.
True.
Always.
But Bombay has the addition of cement, yeah. Dust, pollution,
yeah.
All of that.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about heat.
In Mangalore?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't experience.
No, no, more
Bombay
hotter than Bombay, I'm saying. Warmer, always, warmer. Yeah. Because more closer to the equator.
Anything exciting that you all did, which is
I wouldn't say
earth shattering, but
yeah, there was exciting, construction.
Nice, to meet family, connect with family, eat the food.
Oh, the food
of
is
the food
yeah,
of bomb. That these are
the
things.
Food at that price is phenomenal.
Nice.
हाँ
हंगा चाललो पळय आमगे गरीब मनशां वसोंक जायना इंडिया. मुझो भाऊजी आयिल्लो नॉट भाऊजी वॉट इज कॉल इट साडू आयिल्लो माय वाईफ्स ब्रदर साडू आणि ताका सगळे न्यूझीलंड काही आम्ही गेल्ले नाही थंय ताका वसोन दाखयले आणि तितल्यात गेले 2 महिने आलो हंगा तो नोव्हेंबर 28 तो जानेवारी 28 पर्यंत आणि आता पळय 2 हप्ते झाले तर हंगा असा
पडलाय.
एनिवे हॅपी व्हॅलेंटाईन डे टू एव्हरी वन आउट देअर जस्ट सेंडिंग माय विशेस.
आय थिंक फॉर मी द मोस्ट एक्सायटिंग थिंग विच आय डोंट थिंक आय वुड हॅव एव्हर done if it was not for that trip to Bombay this year is the walk from Land's End in Bombay to St. Andrew's Church.
Oh yeah.
The
Bylanes of Bandra.
The Bylanes of Bandra by night.
So it was organized. Somebody organized it,
and so Hector convinced me to join that walk, and so I went for that walk, and it's a fabulous walk because it stands at Land's End. I think most of us who grew up in Bombay have a very
Where the hotel was?
Yes.
Yeah, where the Sea Rock Hotel was.
Yeah, Sea Rock. Yeah.
We have a very vague memory of that Land's End, but the government has decorated that place, given it a facelift. There is a nice park. And it's
there's a fort. Yeah,
yeah, there's a fort. Actually, there was a fort.
Bandra Fort, yeah.
But the fort has not been given its due prominence.
It's
and
very
it
much
is.
Of the fort, I mean, there must be one piece of wall or something.
No, a couple of walls are there. With a plaque there saying that this is the fort. But I think the notable thing there that there is a temple. It starts from the temple. You walk down, then walk up to Saint Mount Mary. And Mount Mary was looking really fabulous in the night with all that decoration, both outside, inside. And then that, I don't know, the lane is called, English people call it Kane, K-A-N-E, Kane Lane, and the Maharashtans call it Kane Lane. So we walk down that lane, and every building, every society that was there was well decorated.
Yeah.
And
there was a village was beautiful.
And then we went into.
You're talking about Christmas lights.
Christmas. So it was during Christmas time. Christmas time. So I don't think I would have ever done this walk or ever knew about. So there is a place called Ranwar Village. Where the famous, what is it called, Victoria? What is it? Victoria?
What, that cafe?
Cafe is called what?
Yeah, Veronica.
Veronica Cafe. So it goes to the Ranwar Village, and Ranwar Village is so beautifully lit and decorated, and people are so, I mean, there's nobody around the village at night, but, you know, you can speak about their artistic skills in decorating that place. And I did not know about this Veronica Cafe, which has now become quite famous, very famous. In fact, somebody told us that they have a tasting event in a couple of days, and there are only 15 seats, with each seat costing close to about 6,000 or 7,000 rupees. Tasting seats. But I think the crowning glory at the end of that walk was St. Andrew's Church. Unfortunately, we couldn't get in, but we got the pictures of St. Andrew's Church.
But we went into the property.
Property, yeah. So, it's one of the oldest, monument in India. It's built in 1570.
It doesn't have a very big front compound. It's
Because it was used as a burial ground in those days. I don't think they bury anymore.
Yeah.
So the church is almost built in, completed in 1575. It has been restored by the International Heritage Center. So it's one of the older structures, older than the Taj. And then they have a crucifix, which is quite high, which is on the side, which is constructed even before 1575. So many people whom I spoke to in Bombay were not really aware, A, about this bylanes of Bandra. In fact, somebody whom I mentioned it about Ranwar Village, that ragtag place. I said, no man, that is a real great place.
Lovely.
And it looks beautiful by night.
And you know, in that, from that one small house, the Goan music they had put on.
Beautiful, yeah. Very beautiful. So, yeah, but the challenge was getting an auto rickshaw back to come to Bandra station. And for those who remember that bakery, which is Hershey's Bakery, well, there was a queue. Yeah. There was a queue to get in, which was quite long. And somebody in his boldness told us, you know, hey, I know the owner and I can get in. They said, wait on, guys, stand in the queue. But it took us quite a bit of time to get back. So that was one of the most memorable things. I will.
And one of the nice things, the walk was organized by a Buri Muslim, Hashim. He organized all these. And then he was telling us about the seven islands of Bombay and how all the devis, you know, the goddesses. Each island is named after one goddess, like Mumbai
Devi,
Kam Devi, and other Devi. And he said there's a legend that one of the goddesses is actually Mount Mary.
Really? Mm.
Yes, that's what he said, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's into history, he's into heritage issues, he travels quite a bit, not just in India, but overseas. So, he's well read, he's written his own book.
And he has a blog on WhatsApp. It is called The Road Less Taken. He writes very well.
Yeah, so on the shopping front, I was trying to find a pair of trousers for 400 rupees, which Baptist told me that you could get trousers for 400 rupees. He told me.
No, I did not say 400.
That's 600 rupees.
Yeah. He just adds anything.
So he says it's very cheap. And literally, I was looking out, and he says Santa Cruz is the cheapest place. So I looked both on east and west. I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anything for that price. But those who go to Bombay must visit Fab India. Yeah. I picked up a few clothes from Fab India. They have some very good designs, very good fabric. They have shoes. And they are fair. They are affordable, Baptist.
Fantastic. I want to hear that story about.
It is only for rich people, not for poor who stay here.
Correct.
It's Fab India's an institution. It's been there for a very long time. But they've extended their range for men, I think. It was traditionally a lot of women's.
Absolutely.
But very organic.
Unfortunately, it's in the basement always, anyway.
The Chembur one is an entire second floor and first floor.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, here at Santa Cruz, it was in the basement.
Good place to shop.
So, any great happenings, Baptist, for you in New Zealand when you spend your time here?
When I spent the time, I said, no, we went through a lot of...
Some iconic things that you did.
Some iconic things. Yeah. I saw a bank in that Tokomaru Bay, which was... We dated back to 1600s.
Oh.
Yes. The bank building is all in shambles now. But there were people there at that time. And then there is the bay, Tokomaru Bay, which goes out into the sea, much inside. So one has to go there to really witness it.
So this is in Gisborne, is it?
In Gisborne.
Oh, okay.
In Gisborne. But it's outside the town of Gisborne.
One of the things I did I can't say anything was outstanding, because the whole trip was outstanding for different reasons.
Yeah.
Setting aside all of the inconveniences, the food was amazing. The fact that we were traveling alone, just the two of us, was quite amazing, because we've never had an experience of not having people. And this, the realization that you're only thinking about what you want to eat, what you want to do, is a very new experience for us. Other than you're always
on the
you know, what does the what do the kids want, or what does mom want? And so that was a very but one of the things that I chose to do was, because I love to document just history, is we did two separate days. I took my mom on one day. Everyone came along, but one day was for mom and one day was for dad. And we went back their history. So we went to Baikala, to the room that she was born in, to her school, to the second building where my aunt. So we walked through the 50 years of her life.
Which are the streets? Is it Clare Road and all?
Yeah, so Clare Road, Sankli Street,
Sankli Street, Wadi, Sitapal Wadi, and all those.
And then we did one with dad, which is Dobi Talao. And it was, that was phenomenal. One, because, the whole of Bombay is an assault on your senses and everything else.
Absolutely.
But it was phenomenal to see spaces which, although I was not there, I can quite imagine have not changed in the last 80 years. Like Baikala, there's some of those spaces that the meat shop that she remembers is still there in the form that, and there were still goats on we were juxtaposing it to Malad and the western suburbs that have this insane level of construction, flyovers and 50-story buildings. So there's a portion of Bombay that is just insanely developing, and there's a portion of Bombay that is untouched by time. So that was quite interesting to see that, and to also notice both my parents completely disintegrating into children. Like the conversation and it took them completely back to, so that was very interesting. I recorded a lot of
Very nice.
And they're both in their 80s. I thought it was a good opportunity to do
excellent.
That.
Excellent. Mm, nice. Very nice. Very nice. So let's hear some music on that note.
मस्त पुरो रिचिया
तितले तकलो तू
तकलो नहीं कोण का जाले ते तकला
आज जेवण आगी करा तुका ए तुम्ही ऐकत सुशेगात दनपाल 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वर मुझे सांगा आज असा बॅप्टिस्ट हेक्टर आणि शाईला बॅप्टिस्ट त्याच्या बाईले एकदम
वयर चढायले बिकॉज ते मुझे तकला हा नाही आज व्हॅलेंटाईन डे म्हाका जेवण जायचे पळय
तुका जेवण जाई की तुवें केलं तुझ्या बायलेक जेवण
जेवण आणि फ्लावर्स आणि ते सगळे करून
अरे आज सकाळी सकाळी उठून ताका बरो नुस्तो खावेल हांवें सगळ्यांक फोटो धाडला तुका दाखयता फोटो
बारी एकूण तुला सांगले बायल एक बायल चकला जर अनेक बायल गण गेल्या बरी नाही मोग मोग करताय म्हणून
मोगी फोग
पण हे मका एक सांग बॅप्टिस्ट बरं व्हॅलेंटाईन डे फादर्स डे मदर्स डे दिस डे दॅट डे हे कोणा आज कोणा मका एक पिक्चर धाडला देर वॉज सम फादर व्हॅलेंटाईन फ्रॉम समवेअर हे कैदान सुरू झालं
कोणाक गोत्तो माक गोत्तो ना कैदान सुरू झालं हा आय डोंट बिलीव्ह इट नॉर फादर्स डे मदर्स डे
नष्ट करून दिले बैले
गोत्त ना कसे केले म्हणून कित्याक केले म्हणून
रिअलाइज इट वॉज व्हॅलेंटाईन्स डे 11 o'clock सडनली आय सेड टुडे इज द 14th नो टुडे इज द 13th So we didn't even realize, but in our home there's no...
Yesterday was Friday the 13th, very dangerous.
My son told me it was a dangerous day.
What rubbish.
Friday the 13th.
What rubbish.
There is a virus named after that.
Yeah.
But I think, at least in our home, except for Mother's and Father's Day, all of the rest of these is not...
Yeah. There is also Hug Day, you know that, no?
There's a day for everything these days.
Hug Day.
I don't know. Hey, my day started, you know, sweeping the house, swapping the house.
I did that before coming here.
Tidying up the place.
Yeah.
Because you have to do it.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, then, you know, there are a lot of comments made about it. You've not done your job. What about you, Hector? Was it a silent day?
Yeah, silent day. Nothing. I think some years ago it was quite a thing, but now it has died off.
For us, I think. I think for young people,
yeah, it's still there.
In New Zealand, I don't know. But in India and all, it's, I see a
huge.
Lot of ads and all about Valentine's Day.
Huge. And there is also dance in the evening and all those kind of things. Yeah.
I feel like in India, a lot of that is around the opportunity to have fun. Because on a daily basis, you're just so much in the
game. Running around.
And here, it's more about younger people, young love, all that kind of thing.
See, Wellington Catholic Gymkhana, every year used to have Valentine's
Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day, every year.
Interesting.
Well, they didn't have anything else to do.
Exactly.
Correct.
They are fingered up the sports part of it. And
they didn't have anything. You know, basically, Gymkhanas in India are more of eating places and gambling.
They're not really sports gymkhanas.
They used to be, basically, for socializing.
But I think food has just exploded. I mean, food was always great.
Yeah.
But food has exploded in terms of, like you're saying, the experiences around food and the prices of food and, you know, food in different, so it's become like an opportunity to, definitely there's economics in it, and it's definitely an opportunity to
That's what I noticed. They skyrocketed the number of restaurants.
It's an insane level but what I thought was really interesting is you can have like the ₹25,000 meal.
And
you can still have a 5 rupee vada pav. So we were.
Hey, 5 rupee vada pav.
Whatever.
20 rupees
vada pav. I mean, yes, cup of tea is 60 bucks. So you have restaurants after restaurants. Swiggy is full. Everything.
Yeah.
We were in the Uber, and there's an old man, he must have been not more than 60, but looking old, sitting on the side of the road with a little, this a boiled egg.
Oh,
just the thought of, you're in a city that is oversupplied with food opportunities, and he still has enough business for people just passing. It's like people eat all day.
Yeah.
Was this near the railway station?
Could be, I can't remember now. But like people either eat breakfast, then they have tea, then they have a boiled egg, then they have vada pav, then they have lunch, then
But I think the boiled egg stall or the boiled
egg. It's not a stall, he was just on the ground.
Wherever
near the Daru Adda.
Yeah. It is the closest to the Daru Adda.
Yeah.
So
there must be a Daru Adda close by.
So what is that foundational base or what?
No. The whole basis for a egg stall outside a Daru Adda or is that you must line your stomach first before you go to the Adda.
Okay.
And it used to be outside a railway station at night. They used to, two, three guys, car station. People coming from the
late at night.
going to the Darwa, the first they'll have a boiled egg.
They take the boiled egg and
cut it up
and then put some pepper and salt and they take it to the Darwa.
Yeah, as I was saying, most of the gymkhanas have been converted into social centers. We had a very harrowing experience at one of the gymkhanas where Mr. Hector insisted that I come with him and have a drink with him after the walk. This was after the walk.
Right.
After struggling.
So you just put back all the calories and you walked off.
No. We walked quite a distance, but he insisted, come. Let's have a drink at Wellington Gymkhana. I said, I want to go, man. I'm sweating. So no, please come. So okay.
Why was it harrowing?
The harrowing first and foremost, the whole eating area or the cafeteria or whatever you call it,
the restaurant,
the dining restaurant. Hall or whatever it is, the restaurant was packed.
Okay,
absolutely packed.
It will be.
Okay, and then there was no place to sit till the the person who was organizing the tables, he said, you know, there's only one option. There's one guy sitting there and he's got four chairs around it.
So you can share
the table.
You can
share with it. Mm. And so we took the
bait.
Took the bait, went and sat. And the conversation that went on between us and him.
Is radio friendly or not?
Not radio.
Okay.
Not radio friendly. I mean, he just took off and one of the comments that he made, no? You're in a stupid country, he told us.
Wow. Can I ask if he was Indian?
Yeah, he
was Indian. He was a Catholic.
Okay.
Somebody from our school?
No.
So I had an interesting experience of a club when we went. Someone took us to the CCI club in Bandra Kurla.
Yeah.
MIG club.
MIG club in Bandra Kurla.
MIG, yes.
Now that is something. It felt like, I felt like I was at Lord's because it has the cricket ground open.
Yeah, like
Bandra Kurla is new.
Yeah.
The club is new, but they have built it like Lord's.
No, it was always there, MIG.
I've never been.
MIG as a cricket ground was there.
It was quite interesting
to see a spot in the middle of Bombay where, you know, it was quiet and green and air conditioned. And
but in the 1990s, Shaila, there were no takers for the club.
They were not there. Nobody was there.
There were no takers.
What do you mean no take? No one to buy it?
The memberships were in plenty.
It was full when we went.
But there was no takers. So I have so many of the corporate guys during those days who couldn't get membership anywhere. They said, MIG mein to kam se kam milega.
It's quite fabulous now. It's like elite.
There are a lot of clubs now in Juhu.
Yeah, they have done very well.
Very lot. In Bandra there are a lot.
That's again.
Well, you can't be outside in Bombay, so you have to be inside somewhere.
Money talking everywhere.
Because there are no other social places that you can go to.
That you can congregate and just...
There are a few places left, which in the past you could go somewhere and you could socialize, which is not there anymore. And it is crowded, difficult to get there.
And there in all these clubs, you at least you get drinks and
food
at a reasonable price. So on that note, let us listen to this guy. His name is Kabir and he is going to tell us about how to prepare toddy at home even if you do not have a palm tree at home.
Interesting.
বড়দিসনিও তুমকা সগল্যাক সান্না তৈরি করবা তুকা সুর মেড়া দালার ই মজি রেসিপি তুমি ইজিলি ফলো করছে তুকা টেন্ডার কোকোনাট উদোনাকা নালা উদোনাকা হক তুকি চাইতে কাতলে চো দ্যাট ইজ দ্য কোকোনাট মিট তুক ফ্রোজেন পাসুন মেটলে হুই আহলার ই সুর তুমচান ঘরা কড়ে করু যাতা পয়ল মেটাইতে তুমি কাতলে গিয়ে বরে নিওড করাই আনি তুমি কাতরন মিক্সার আঙ্গান থোড়ে উদোগান বরি সোই কাড়াই एक आयदनान 200 ml तुम्ही कोकोनट मिल्क एक आयदना घेय मागीर तें तूं टॉप इट अप वीथ 800 ml ऑफ वॉर्म वॉटर प्लेन उदक ओके सो टोटल कितू जातलो एक लिटर आता हे लिक्विड करून जातरी तुम्ही साखर घालची भितर कितू साखरू 7 to 8 टेबलस्पून ऑफ शुगर तुका तरी रिफायंड शुगर उजा करूं नाका तुज्यान गोड पासून घालपा जाता 5 to 6 टेबलस्पून ऑफ जॅगरी घालपा जाता पूण सोर्त गेली मातशी ब्राउन जातली नाव लेट मी एक्सप्लेन यू सम सायन्स बिहायंड दीस प्रोसेस झायमोलॉजी झायमोलॉजी म्हळ्यार कितें इट इज अ स्टडी ऑफ फर्मेंटेशन 7000 BC तेदोणा मनीस फळ घेताले आनी पांयान माड्डिताले जे पासून आम्ही काजू माडून नीर काणे तेच भाशेन पांयान माड्डून फळां तेची ज्यूस काडप एकठांय करून दवरप आनी 2 दिसांनी तो फर्मेंट जातालो आनी मागीर पिताले तेन्ना कोणाक खबर नाले जेन्ना जायत वर्स फाटी पावरफूल मायक्रोस्कोप येयले लुईस पाश्चर म्हणटा ते मनशान प्रूफ केलें की फर्मेंटेशन प्रोसेस कितकोन जाता तेन्ना गोमोन येयलें की आमच्या पांयांक हातीनी बीन सगळे मायक्रो ऑर्गेनिजम आहाय जायते बॅक्टेरिया फंगस हे मायक्रो ऑर्गेनिजम्स मदे एक फंगस आहा तेगे नाव ईस्ट हे ईस्ट म्हणटा ते जंतूक उदो आनी साखर आनी रायट टेम्परेचर तरी मेळ्ळे ते रोखडे मल्टीप्लाय जाताय ईस्ट साखर खाता बाय प्रोडक्ट्स मागीर कितें रिलीज करता आल्कोहोल एन्ड कार्बन डायऑक्सायड रिलीज करता पूण ऑफकोर्स तूं कितलेंय ट्राय कर सूर तो सूर तुज्यांनी रिप्लेस करूंक जायना पूण जेन्ना तूं दुसरी गांवांनी भोंवता तेन्ना कातलेचो डेसिकेटेड कोकोनट बीन तुका मेळटा फ्रोझन कातली पसून मेळटा तुका जाय भायल गांवांनी चल आतां आमी ईस्ट एक्टिवेट करया थोड्या कपान तूं एक वॉर्म उदक घे बिट्वीन 35 to 40 degrees Celsius तितून भितर 1 टी स्पून ईस्ट घाले ड्राय ईस्ट आनी बरें मिक्स करा आनी कवर करून तुमी सायडीन बरें वॉर्म जाग्यार दवराय तो फेणेर असो जावपा जाय इट शूड बिकम व्हेरी फ्रॉथी तो तरी फेणेर अशें करून जायना जाल्यार तुगे ईस्ट मेलो तो काण भायर मारे दुसरी इश्ट घालाय आतां हो इश्ट काड आनी तुगे ते मिक्स केलो साखर आनी सगळी सोयी उदक तितून घालाय बरे भाशेन मिक्स कराय कवर कराय बाटली घालून नाल्यार आनी तेजे वयल्यान एक क्लॉथ पीस घालून बरें कवर करून तुमी ते एक वॉर्म प्लेसीस वेट वॉर्म म्हळ्यार चड टेम्परेचर आसा सिरपणा बिट्वीन 28 to 30 degrees Celsius टेम्परेचर आसा जाल्यार बरें आसा सारकें 24 hours तो फर्मेंट जावपाक दवर मागीर तें जातरी तुमच्यांनी ती बॉडी एक्चुली इज रेडी टू यूज उच मातशें तुगेलें फॅट आसा तें कंडेन्स जातलें सेपरेट जातलें तें मातशें काळाय तुमी आनी अशें करून तुमी ती बॉडी रेडी आतां नेक्स्ट डीश पासून तुज्यान ती फ्रिजीन दवरून उजाक करपाक जाता कांय जायना सो म्हाका खात्री आसा तुमकां हो म्हजो रेसिपी लायक जाली म्हणून ट्राय करा आनी म्हाका सांगाय आनी सांगूं विसरो नाकाय हो व्हिडियो म्हगेलो हूंय येडो भोंवतो
इश्टानो आतां हांव तुमचे मुखार शिंपेंतली मोतयां दवरतां ही काणी एका क्रूर वा निश्ठूर राजाची ह्या क्रूर राजाक रोखडोच राग येतालो उठता बसतना दुसऱ्यांक तापयतालो आनी शिक्षा दितालो आनी मागीर चडच तापलो जाल्यार तांकां मरणाची शिक्षा आतां राजा विरोध कोण तक्रार करतलो राजान केल्लोच कायदो ताका विरोध करतलो ताच्या राज्यांत कोण नासलो आनी जेन्ना ताका चड राग येतालो आनी जेन्ना तो मरणाची शिक्षा दितालो ती शिक्षा कशी जाणा तुमी ताचे लागीं व्हडली सुणी आसली तो तांकां उपाशी दवरतालो आनी शिक्षा दिवच्या दिसा त्या व्हडल्या मैदानाचेर आरोपीक थंय हाडून उबो करप मागीर त्या सुण्याक सोडप आनी ती भुकेल्ली सुणी येवन त्या मनशाक चापताली आनी ताका मारून उडयताली आनी ताचें मांस खाताली. असलो वो निश्ठूर राजा. आतां एक पावटी अशें जालें, राजाचो प्रधानमंत्री आसलो, ताणें एक ल्हान चूक केली, पूण राजाक कठीण राग आयलो आनी रागान ताणें मरणाची ख्यास्त आपल्याच प्रधानमंत्रीक दिली. तेन्ना प्रधानमंत्री ताका म्हणटा, राजानो हांवें तुमची 30 वर्सां प्रामाणीकपणान निस्वार्थी सेवा केल्ली आसा आनी आतां म्हजे ल्हान चुकीक लागून तुमी म्हाका ही मरणाची ख्यास्त दिता. बरें, आतां तुमचो निर्णय, पूण हांव तुमकां एक खालती विनंती करतां, म्हाका 30 दीस दियात, हांव म्हज्या मरणा खातीर बरी तयाराय करतां. ताचे उपरांत जी ख्यास्त तुमी म्हाका दिवंक सोदतात ती तुमी म्हाका दियात. राजान म्हणले, बरें दिता, परवानगी आसा तुका. तेन्ना प्रधानमंत्री त्या सुण्याची काळजी घेवपी, तांकां पोसपी, खाण जेवण दिवपी, तांकां न्हाणोवपी मनीस आसा ताचे कडेन वेता आनी ताका म्हणटा, आतां आज पासून 30 दीस ह्या सुण्याची काळजी हांव घेता, तूं विसव घे. आतां प्रधानमंत्रीन सांगलें म्हणटच त्या कामाच्या मनशान आयकूंक जाय आनी तोय खुशाल जालो, कित्याक आतां आपणाक 30 दीस सुटी मेळ्ळी. दर दिसा प्रधानमंत्री त्या सुण्या कडेन वेतालो, तांची काळजी घेतालो, सगळें करतालो, तांकां खावंक घालतालो, सगळें कितें सुण्यांची कामां करूंक आसात ती सगळीं तो करतालो. 30 दिसा उपरांत परत तो राजा फुडें येता आनी म्हणटा, राजा तुमी म्हाका 30 दिसांची अवधी दिल्ली, ती आतां सोंपली, आतां तुमी म्हाका जी शिक्षा दिवंक सोदतात जाय जाल्यार तुमी ती दियात. तेन्ना राजा म्हणटा, दिवंकूच जाय, म्हज्या राज्यांत हांव भेदभाव कोणाक करिना, चूक ती चूक, तुका शिक्षा मेळटलीच. आनी प्रधानमंत्रीक मैदानाचेर हाडून उबो केलो आनी सुण्यांक ताणी कामगारांनी सोडली. सुणी धांवन आयली, पूण मागीर मंत्र्या लागी येतच ताचें आंग लेवूंक लागली, ताच्या वांगडा खेळूंक लागली आनी तोय तांचें आंग बरे भशेन पोशेता. हें पळोवन राजा अजाप जालो, अशें केन्नाच जाल्लें ना, अशें कशें जालें. तेन्ना तो प्रधानमंत्रीक विचारता, हें कसलें तुवें विजमीत केलें, नवल केलें, ही म्हजी भुकेल्ली सुणी तुका पळोवन तुज्या आंगार पडचे सुवातेर, तुका चापचे सुवातेर तुजें आंग लेवतात आनी तूं तांकां पोशेताय, हें अशें कशें. तेन्ना प्रधानमंत्री राजाक म्हणटा, राजानो हांवें 30 वर्सां तुमची प्रामाणीकपणी निस्वार्थीपणी सेवा केली अशें हांवें तुमकां सांगलेलें, पूण म्हजी सेवा तुमच्या काळजाक मनाक लागली ना, म्हजे ल्हान चुकीक तुमी म्हाका मरणाची ख्यास्त फावो केली. ही सुणी मनजात ती उलयनात, तांची हांवें फकत 30 दीस सेवा केली, देखून ती पळया म्हजे लागी इतल्या मोगान वागतात. आतां ही एक काणी आसतली अशें खरेंच घडलें काय म्हाका खबर ना, कितेंय जावं खरें सुद्दां जर ही गजाल जर खरी जरी घडली, मनजात ती पळया तुमी दिल्लो मोग विसरना. तुमी आतां चिंतुया, एक सुण्याचो पेटो हाडून पोसतात, मागीर तो तुमकां आवडना, तुमी ताका मार दितात, तुमी ताका कितलेय मार दिया तो परत तुमच्याच घरा तुमच्या दारार येता, तो तुमकां विश्वासी आणि तुम्ही वरून ताका खंय पयस सोडात चड करून ती पाटी येतात कित्याक मनजात आपल्या धन्यांक विश्वासी सदांत खंयचे मनजात ती पळ्या एकदा तुम्ही तांकां माया दिली तांचो मोग केलो ती तुमचेर कितलोसोच मागीर पाटी मोग दितात पूण आमी मनीस आमी कितें करता आमी दुसऱ्यांचेचो सूड घेता रागान आमी तांकां शिक्षा दिवंक सोदता आतां चुकी प्रमाणे शिक्षा जावंक जाय न्ही ल्हानशे चुकी की ती शिक्षा आनी व्हडले चुकी की ती शिक्षा अशें कशें जातलें म्हजी एक म्हण आसा मूस मारूंक मुसळ नाका मूस मारूंक मुसळ नाका जर मूस मारूंक तूं मुसळ घेशी वाघ जर आयलो तूं कितें करशी आतां मूस येदोसो आसा हातार बसता परत परत तुका त्रास दिता ताका असो मारलो पुरो तो पडतलो वा वेतलो मुसळ तांदूळ काणपाचे मुसळ कोण घेता मूस मारपाक आनी मूस मारपाक जर मुसळ घेतलें जाल्यार वाघ आयल्यार मागीर कितें घेवचें पडलें म्हणटच आमी आमच्या जिवितांत सदांच दुसऱ्यांक समजून घेवंक जाय कोणाची चूक जाता ती तांची चूक आमी दाखोवन दिवंक जाय तांची चूक सुदारूंक तांकां आमी सहकार दिवंक जाय आतां जर चूक सुदारूंक थोडी मनशां अशीं आसतात परत परत कितलेय पावटी सांग ती चूक परत परत त्योच चुकी करप आनी एक फावटी मुद्दाम करप तांकां तूं शिक्षा दी त्या चुकी प्रमाणे तांकां शिक्षा दी ती गजाल वेगळी पूण ना जाल्यार आमी चडशीं क्रूर निश्ठूर काळजाची मनशां जावची न्हय आमी मोगाळ मनशां जावंक जाय आमचे कोंकणी भाशेंत अनेक सांगणी आसा त्या निश्ठूर मनशां आमी म्हणटा तुज्या दोळ्यांत रगत ना हाजो अर्थ कितें दोळ्यांत रगत ना म्हणजे कितें म्हणजे तुजे कडेन दयाळाय ना मवाळाय ना भक्षणय ना हाजो ताचो अर्थ म्हणटच आमी निश्ठूर न्हय बगाळ दयाळ मोवाळ भक्षणाची मनशां जावया देव बरें करूं आनी मोग आसूं
तुम्ही ऐकता सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयता हांव रुची उलयतां म्हज्या सांगात आज आसा बॅप्टिस्ट हॅक्टर आनी शैला एक्चुली हॅक्टर गेलो मिसावसो काम काम आहा म्हणून गेलो दॅट इज हॅक्टर फॉर यू
मस्त उलयला
मस्त उलयला तो वय आमकां आतां एक सादारण एक पांच मिनटां आसा ह्या पांच मिनटांनी तुमी तुमच्या वाचपा प्रमाणे तुमच्या रिडिंगा प्रमाणे संवसारांत कितें जावन आसा वी लिव इन इनसेन टायम्स थोडे जाण म्हणटात बॅप्टिस्ट
आय एम थिंकिंग फुल ऑफ टर्मॉइल बेसिकली अँड एव्हरीबडी इज अनहॅपी विथ द सिच्युएशन दे आर इन probably the reason being everybody is trying to chase a dream which they don't want to which they are thinking they can but we are always chasing things and that's why I think everybody is unhappy my reading of the
world. I think there's an aspect of questioning everything so you know this everyone who was on the bottom has now got the voice to question who's on the top everyone so we've taken that theory into everything so it's turned over the hierarchy that we were used to it was not necessarily the correct hierarchy
no, yeah.
there was discomfort there correct. But we were used to it and so it's upsetting the status quo of everything
right Mm-hmm. What's your reading?
Interesting. My reading is there's change happening everywhere. Mm. There is change happening in the political world, in the commercial world, in the economic world, in the social world. Mm. Everywhere there is a change. And change causes a lot of upheavals, unsettles people. And it could be for a variety of reasons. There are wars happening and it all come at the same time, you know. somebody is finding that he or she is in a losing position and therefore wants to consolidate that. Somebody feels that he or she is not getting a fair share of the rewards or the money that is made, and so they are fighting for it. Previously it was a bit of a organized way of doing things, or a much more, you know, civil way of doing things. But
perhaps
now,
because we were not as connected, now we're so connected that everything is getting
amplified. You're right.
So I'm finding it very, very challenging to see this sort of behavior, and I don't know how long this will continue.
I think everyone's talking about an insane amount of change and how challenging it is.
I mean, changes were there in the past also, but then they were not happening at that speed.
The rate is
quite high.
And in many ways.
And that's what I'm saying. We are trying to keep up with that. Chasing. So that's why we're all unhappy.
But it's also interesting that in many ways, sometimes I feel we're actually going backward to more conservative thinking. Because as human beings, I guess we're looking for some stability. I don't know if we're necessarily going forward or backward, but yes, exponential change.
Either way, wherever we are going, but we are going backward or forward. You are not trying to be stable.
Static. That's static. Sure.
Yeah.
So we have elections this year in New Zealand.
Yes.
Amka noya government ag election asa. Tuji vichar kite. शैला तुझे विचार किते काल ने सलता हम चल गावांत किते जाई तुका कले चेंज जाई कोर टाइप
सो सरकार जाई. I've been waiting to see the kind of voice and person that inspires me. I'm still lacking in that space. I'm not seeing, it's just a choice between two. I'm not seeing anyone who inspires me on either side.
Right. My same, the thing is that now, whoever comes, it doesn't matter, basically. What I'm looking forward from the new government is, we need stability. We need certain projects to continue, not one government coming and overturning what is happening. We need something which stays on, no matter which government comes in. If you have started something, it should go on. So, but that's not happening here. And
perhaps a little more commitment.
More
commitment to action and less talk.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is that there are certain strategic changes that we need to hang on to rather than, you know, sort of tinker around.
Like, for example, any infrastructure, if one has started, you should complete it further down rather than, oh, no, stop it because we don't have the money.
I think that bipartisanship concept is, you know, there's always been two sides of the aisle, but I think New Zealand had good areas of where we were committed to certain common values and the bipartisanship was not disruptive. That seems to be getting eroded a little bit.
Yeah. And also, that's what it's that's what I'm trying to say is, somebody's trying to do something and then we come and dismantle it. So again, they make it one and they get dismantled. I don't know what a waste of resources.
So on that note, I think we can carry on this discussion after the radio program, provided Mr. Baptist is also going to give us something to eat other than his wife. So on this note, we will switch on to this Nats Moga Nats by Carol.
Natalanchi rat, samramanchi rat, ankadonche hiv, madhyan ratiche mis. मी सौप्रांत सगळ्यांतल्यान हॅपी क्रिसमस म्हणलो संभ्रम. कोणाक नाका ही रात, तांतल्याय तांतून मोग कळणारांक मोगा फेस्त खेळूंक मेळची एक बोसुबीत रात ही. अशेंच मोगार पडून मोगा उज्यांत खतखतून आसची एक चली आतां आमच्या मुखार येता म्हणून नास तुका येता तर नास मोगा, वेंग म्हाका मार आनी हांस मोगा, वेंगेंत म्हज्या तूं आसताना पळयंक कोणायकी थांगचें ना. यो 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 मोगा यो अशें म्हणून नातालां राती आपल्या मोगा संगी वेगळें तुमी स्लोंग तयार आसचें. बाय कॅरल तुमचे मुखार येतले, ताका सांगात दितात नवीन डिसोजा आनी जीवन फेरावो. तर आतां तुमचे मुखार सत्तराच्या दाखड्याचें भोवूस फामाद उडतें पद नास तुका येता तरी नास मोगा.